Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebardt covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. There goes Morgan. The throw from Canizzaro to McMillan, and Morgan is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Canizzaro reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Canizzaro scores. It's 2-0. Mets. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Canizaro is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebardt bunts towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Klaus covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field. Christopher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Christopher. Bateman moves to second. Ron Brand pinch runs for John Bateman. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brand moves to third. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Don Nottebart. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Brand scores. Beauchamp moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Mets. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Canizaro fields it and throws to third for the out. Gaines moves to second. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Eddie Casco now playing shortstop. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods hit fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods hit juggles the ball. That's an error on Woods hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brand for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda is walked intentionally. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Ron Swoboda. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to third. Cowan moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Al Jackson now pitching. Mike White pinch hits for Rusty Staub. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Casco reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte scores. Brand goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.